Expanding a probe into a power outage, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The FBI has joined the investigation into an apparent targeted attack of two power substations in North Carolina, which has left at least 35,000 customers without power.
What happened here Saturday night was a criminal attack, and federal, state, and local law enforcement are actively working to bring those responsible to justice.
Governor Roy Cooper, North Carolina officials say it could be days before electricity is back on, with temperatures dropping below freezing today. Jurors have started deliberating in the Trump Organization's criminal tax fraud trial in New York. The jury's weighing charges that former President Trump's company helped executives dodge personal income taxes on perks such as Manhattan apartments and luxury cars. The deliberations follow a month-long trial featuring testimony from seven witnesses, including longtime Trump Organization Finance Chief Alan Weisselberg and Senior Vice President and Controller Jeffrey McConney. An outside accountant who spent years preparing tax returns for Trump and the company also testified. Incumbent Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker spent a final day of campaigning ahead of tomorrow's finale to their U.S. Senate runoff race.
Warnock finished a rally with students here on the campus of Georgia Tech, where he was joined by fellow Georgia Senator John Ossoff, as well as Maxwell Frost, the first Gen Zer elected to Congress. Meantime, Walker has been busy himself hitting more rural areas across the state, where his campaign is hoping to energize reliable Republicans and get them out to the polls on Tuesday.
Fox's Charles Watson in Atlanta. A Monday sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 483, the S&P dropping 72, with the NASDAQ ending the day 220 points lower. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, you now have more time to get your real ID.
The Department of Homeland Security pushing back its deadline for U.S. travelers to have a real ID from May of next year to May 7th of 2025. The update will require those 18 years and older to have a compliant driver's license or federally approved identity card in order to fly domestically. The deadline, which was originally set for 2020, was delayed twice before because of the COVID-19 pandemic. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying in part, this extension will give states needed time to ensure their residents can obtain a real ID compliant license or identification card. DHS will also use this time to implement innovations to make the process more efficient and accessible. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The police chief of Tampa, Florida, resigns after an investigation finds she used her position to avoid a traffic ticket.
Mary O'Connor, in a letter to the mayor, said her personal mistake shouldn't hurt public trust in law enforcement. O'Connor had been on the job less than a year. Her husband was driving the golf cart, which had no legal license tag on it, on November 12th. A police body camera recorded the traffic stop where O'Connor was caught telling a Pinellas County deputy.
I'm the police chief in Tampa.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I'm hoping that you'll just let us go tonight.
O'Connor had been on administrative leave. Mayor Jane Castor said the now former chief did not lead by example. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Bob McGrath, one of the first regular characters on Sesame Street, has died at the age of 90. Sesame Workshop tweeted last night it mourns the passing of Bob McGrath, a beloved member of the Sesame Street family for over 50 years. He was a founding cast member of Sesame Street when the show premiered in 1969, playing a friendly neighbor, Bob Johnson. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.